The Grammys are on Sunday, and there's always lots of glitz and hype. But this year, the Grammys may also get some protesters. Musicians are angry over a decision to strip 31 categories from the music industry's top awards. That means cuts in jazz, Latin, and Native American categories. Classical is also getting downsized. But there's still an award for Best Small Ensemble Performance. And El Mundo, led by Baroque guitarist Richard Savino, is nominated. The world's Adeline Sear talked to him about the group's repertoire.
Richard Savino and his Baroque ensemble, El Mundo, have a great passion for 17th and 18th century music from Spain. The music swings with a percussive rhythm, and for good reason.
Spanish instrumental music is based on the idea of danza y diferencias, dance and diferencias, or meaning variations or improvisations. And it's not unlike the flamenco music. Dance is all over the place in Spanish music, and one of the predominant percussive instruments to accompany dance are the castanets.
That's a piece by composer José de Nebra. Savino says, much like jazz or blues, Baroque music is open to interpretation. That's especially true of Spanish Baroque music.
The nature of the music itself invites improvisation. And much of it, of our most recent recording, is built around the technique of improvising along with the other musicians.
For example, Savino improvised a guitar part on this anonymous piece called Folia. Savino's Grammy-nominated album, The Kingdoms of Castile, features music from parts of the world that were under Spanish rule.
The idea of the recording was to depict Spanish music as it existed in the view of the empire in the 17th and 18th centuries. So we do music from Naples, Madrid, Mexico, Guatemala, and then South America.
In 1714, Spain's King Philip V married an Italian, the Duchess of Parma. And the new queen had a strong taste for Italian music. She brought with her an entourage of Italian musicians and commissioned music from Italian composers. That put a lot of local musicians out of work.
Spanish composers they felt unwelcome, went to work in the public theaters. But a number of Spanish musicians sought their fortunes elsewhere and emigrated to the New World. So suddenly we see all these great musicians showing up in Mexico, Guatemala, Peru, Argentina, Paraguay, because they could seek employment. Either they would have a patron or they would work for the church.
But in the early 18th century, the New World colonies already had a sophisticated musical culture. Peru was a flourishing example of that.
It had this sort of mix of Spanish and Italian, interestingly, with a hint of some of the indigenous cultures. And there is a ton of music in Peru still waiting to be discovered.
Lima was the birthplace of the first opera of the New World. It was composed by Tomás de Torrejón y Velasco Sánchez, a Spaniard who arrived there in the late 17th century. One of his pupils was José de Orejón y Aparicio. He wrote many vocal pieces for the Catholic Church. Orejón y Aparicio became music director at the Lima Cathedral. He was the first mixed-race person, or mestizo, to hold this prestigious position. And his music embodies a luminous mix of the cultures that flourished in the New World at the time. For The World, I'm Adeline Sear.
Baroque music from Peru ends our program today. We've got a video of the ensemble El Mundo. It's at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
Rosa.